Now, this gradient scale is the gradient scale of responsibility. It's also the gradient scale of self-trust or self-confidence. The more often a person believes he is wrong, the more frequently he is wrong, the less trust he has in himself. Wrongness, however, is measured by overt against one or more of the dynamics. That's what wrongness is. That's how much damage you do to how many dynamics. That's how wrong is. Interesting thing to know how wrong is. But that can be stated very technically and very accurately. It's the greatest amount of damage to the greatest number of dynamics. That's wrong. And degree of wrongness is measured just that way. Got that? So we have this person who decided he was pretty wrong, and he decided he better pin himself down, and then decided he was wrong some more, and decided he'd pin himself down, and decided he couldn't be trusted, and decided to pin himself down, and decided there's nothing there to trust, and so he better put something in his place to trust, and then decided he'd better make sure that he was stark staring mad to some degree or another, so he would never be able to direct his meanness. Now, all of this goes along with the ability to withhold. Judgment of reach, when it deteriorates, becomes selective withhold. And selective withhold, when judgment of reach is again proved to be an error, clamps down further. So you have this gradient scale also being matched by degree of withhold of which the person is capable. Now, actually, he's capable of less and less withhold as we go down this scale. You'd think, actually, that we would have more and more withhold as we went down the scale. That's not true. Withhold fades out rather early on the scale, and inability to withhold starts taking its place. Somewhere down around the black case, the individual's ability to withhold at times is very wrong. Now, you will occasionally process such a case and find the case blowing up in session. Actually, not even a particularly unable case is liable to blow up in session, because just being in session, being the PC, deteriorates the case's ability to withhold, and the case is liable to flip off into an automaticity of some sort or another on any given subject. You hit a subject where he has no ability to withhold, he doesn't know which direction the thing is going, and he chops up the auditor. You got that? Auditing is at first a rehabilitation of knowing what has been done. That's the first thing, you see. That's knowing what he has done. He doesn't know what he's done. You put a lot of people on the e-meter with a very, very high needle. People that are very, very bad off, needles way over here, and you ask them, what have you done? And they don't even remember some of the overts in their present lifetime. You have to start digging them up for them, you see. The responsibility of having that much overt is too great for them to bear. So they really don't know everything they have done. They kind of know it, but they don't know it. So a discovery or a recovery of knowing what they have done is the first thing you rehabilitate. Actually, it's knowing this all the way up the line, but knowing what they've done in the present lifetime, then knowing what they've been doing in general the last couple or three lifetimes is your next big gain. But the case isn't going to go very far, cooperate very far, unless the ability to withhold is rehabilitated.